Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. State interest in beekeeping is still buzzing these days. Pardon the pun, that'll be the last one as we visit today with Kentucky State Beekeeper Association Vice President Tammy Horn, apiculturist at Eastern Kentucky University. Attesting to that popularity, the State Association website shows around 50 beekeeping groups on their rolls.
I would say that we're somewhere around 3,000, 4,000. If you think of every association having about 50 members, you know, maybe. That's my shoot from the hip guesstimate.
Beekeeping has its challenges, and they'll be dealing with them at the state group's annual meeting Saturday, April 27th at EKU.
We have a speaker coming from Bayer Pharmaceutical. He works with some beekeepers in Indiana. They're trying to get a handle on a potential cause for colony collapse disorder and trying to understand how maybe some neonicotinoids may be a factor in that.
Horn says they're keeping the lines of communications open and look forward to hearing what the company has to say and recommend.
And maybe give us some more insight into how neonicotinoids work, how we as beekeepers can better protect our bees, and how we can communicate with the broader community.
We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Getting a handle on beekeeping populations is difficult, Tammy Horan says. Last year's drought had an impact, and this year's cool early spring has made assessment difficult.
Most of the time, you know, by now, we've had a couple of days in the 70s in March, and we have not had that this year. So I'm worried they're running out of their honey stores at this point in time.
Details of their annual meeting are available online at their website, ksbabeekeeping.org. Production issues to very practical topics will be covered.
We'll be talking about things like homeowners insurance. A lot of beekeepers neglect to have a homeowner's beekeeping policy, and we'll be discussing those options for beekeepers in Kentucky, you know, some ways of approaching that aren't too expensive, but at the same time can cover themselves from a liability standpoint.
The group's annual meeting, April 27 at EKU. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.